Welcome to the Reroll Gaming Podcast, where I, Tanner Prentice, guide five of my closest friends through an original adventure playing the tabletop role-playing game Pathfinder 2nd Edition. In the world of Rell, five strangers brought together a resistance under the shadow of the Black Reach Empire. Until everything changed. A villain and former lover named Hogoth fractured the planes of existence, ushering in an endless night and an era of undeath. All in the name of an undying dragon, Zarox. Now, the fate of Rell is left to these five adventurers.
My name is Ayla, and I play Bo Cantrell, a fallen Asimar and cleric, with Cosmios, the god of fate, as my deity.
Hi, my name is Zane, and I play Cinder Lafayette, the halfling investigator with a dicey past.
My name is Octavia, and I play Starlit Moonbow. Star, as she's better known by her companions, is on a mission to save her true love, Faya, from the Maiden of Spiders.
Hi, my name is Latara, and I play Kiaren Nimone the Sadistic, the Dolel champion of Emin, who yearns for that redemption that is so far out of her reach.
I'm Brendan Geyer.
And I am Frost, your new favorite kobold barbarian. Honor-bound to protect and serve Groth's party. And oath-bound to finish his mission.
These five heroes are the last best hope to save Rell. But can they overcome this darkness that spreads under the shattered sky? Find out now on the Reroll Gaming Podcast. Anybody got an icebreaker?
Yeah, that fuckface death was pretty hot. I don't think there's gonna be much ice around him for a while.
I just like the fact that Joe is down there. He's gonna see his boss just fall.
Oh, you too, Mike.
To his death.
Like, wow, the scorpion just retreated down that side of the room, and my boss just fell down here, fucking all chopped up and dead. Maybe I got an okay deal, you know?
Yeah.
This entire combat is setting up like a Marley and Me style movie between the scorpion and Joe the salamander who's trapped down there, and they find comfort in their relationship.
Pull him back up. Yeah. He can climb.
Imagine the frustration of having to teach a large magma scorpion to pull you up
while you're in the lava. It's like training in like wet sand.
It's been 30 years.
Spend some time, nurse the scorpion lobster back to health, and they'll develop a lifelong bond.
30 years from now, there's going to be acolytes walking around when all of a sudden they pop up and murder them.
Yeah, Joe's going to become the big bad of like the next season or something.
They're going to call us for warranty work and we'll be like, you know what? We did our job at the time.
Yeah, we got the yeah, 1 year, 12 month workmanship warranty, state law, actually.
Latara, ask us another question and let's make this audience fall in love with us.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I have to pull that up. You're going to have a cat eating food really loudly in the background.
I know. This is a cat eating food ASMR.
So I have
ASMR.
A fun story, though. It's okay. Not a question.
Comes with a scratch and sniff sticker.
It's a story of how dumb am I.
Is that a question?
Yesterday, I decided to go buy a lotto ticket because, you know, the thing was high. And I went to a machine, which I have only used a couple times. And I was like, oh, I have this $100 bill that I never find anywhere to break it. I was like, I'll use it to buy my ticket. Put it in. You have a $90 credit. Oh, shit.
And that...
There's no change. So I spent $100 on tickets yesterday.
And that's...
Holy shit, that's great.
That is how Latara's crippling gambling addiction starts.
And
oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you didn't win.
I did get some scratch tickets and didn't win on any of them.
Did you win
so we'll
anybody?
See how the Powerball goes today. I
thought the drawing for that was like last night.
Mega Millions was yesterday. I haven't actually checked it yet, but I did see that no one won the big prize. But yeah.
Watch, this is going to be the last time we ever see Latara.
You think that if Latara wins the lottery, she's not just going to, like, hire me as a full-time DM?
That would be awesome. Would you like to be famous? And in what way is question number two?
I mean, that's appropriate. That's a good lead.
I think we all know the answer to that one.
No. Well, as soon as this podcast gets more than 20 viewers regularly, I'm fucking out.
I mean, degrees of famous. Like, when it would be a nightmare to be like, I don't know, Taylor Swift famous or something. Like, you
definitely
just
don't
want to
be Amber Heard famous.
Don't want to be Amber Heard famous or like Saddam Hussein famous or something.
I think that's the beautiful thing about like kind of tabletop RPG stuff is you could be
Saddam
fucking,
Hussein.
You could be you could be Saddam Hussein role playing as a tiefling.
As
nobody
Taylor
would know
Swift.
It's you. As Taylor Swift. But no, I mean, like, honestly, like, realistically, like, you're Matt Mercer. You are wildly famous within this, like, fan base. You can still go to the grocery store and, like, nobody's going to recognize you for the most part.
Right, right.
That's pretty rad. That's where I'd want
to
be.
Yeah, I don't mind if my voice is famous.
Yeah.
To be fair, I actually don't want to be famous. I just want to play RPGs for a living.
I'm with you.
That,
it's all right.
That kind of goes hand in hand if you're going to try to do that.
I just, like, I want to somebody to pay me to do this.
Yeah.
I'm just, I'm a simple working man.
You heard Tanner, go buy our feet pics on our Patreon so we can do this full time.
1000% if I knew that would get us success, I would do that. if there was a 20% chance, I'd be doing it.
I'd
be better at taking feet pics than I am for social media.
At DMing.
Ow. Does that mean my feet pics are really good or my DMing's really bad?
I think
that's the horrors you'll never know.
Like, our reviews and comments get really fucking weird from that point on.
Yeah, that's true. I'm about
it. I don't know how that would work in an audio like thing here. Like, wow, yeah. That part about Tanner's feet was really good.
Well, I'm more just thinking all of a sudden, like, all my socials start blowing up and people are asking me to smear cake on my butthole and record it. And I'm like, Tanner, what's this about? And Tanner's like, I don't know.
No idea.
Cake on butthole? That's weird. Yeah. I've never heard of that before.
Never heard that. Maybe you should
listen
to
a podcast. You should really listen. All right. Well, speaking of smearing cake on people's buttholes, you guys just smeared some cake of whoop ass on this.
We're all smeared in the blood that spurted from him.
Yeah.
From his butthole.
From his butthole.
We last left off with you guys slaying this Afridi and this magma scorpion retreating into the lava. The fiery being that resembles something of a dwarf but seems to be held together by a brass mask and is made of pure flame. At the head of this anvil, wielding a magical blue glowing hammer, had gasped in astonishment that you were able to slay this foe. Behind her is a tear in this reality, leading, as you can only imagine, to the elemental plane of fire. She says, quick, come, we must seal this. Yig must have had a reason to let you in. Can you help me?
Star kind of takes the forefront here and, it's like, let's see. She starts walking in the direction of this elemental and she's like, why is everywhere I go so fucked up?
Kieran will run up next to the elemental and be like, I don't know what help we can be, but we can certainly try, and is going to cast guidance on the elemental. She's also kind of looking past curiously into the portal.
Give me a perception check. Meanwhile, this elemental breaks out the steel tome, a book made of this really hard metal, and clasps it open and flips through, and it's got this inscribed thin sheets of metal as pages. Clearly some sort of notebook meant to withstand this great heat. She says,
this has happened before. I have a ritual in here somewhere.
I don't know where my cat is, but she's making strange, strange noises.
Throw up noises?
Right.
No.
Behind you.
Try to let her out.
I think she's in a box.
Oh.
Box noises.
Oh, I think she used her new litter box, actually.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
She definitely climbs in there.
Why is
she
peed?
That's the noise that she's making. She's in the litter. God, that would... Oh, my God. I would love a cat that just grunts like a fucking 80-year-old man. Yeah.
She turns to you and she says, I have a ritual that can close this portal, but I don't have the knowledge or power to do this.
Cinder's gonna flip the sights down on her spirit sight crossbow and gaze into the ethereal plane and see if there's anything else coming through that portal we need to be worried about.
Roll perception as well.
Oh.
Go ahead. Okay.
Bo's gonna turn to Kiaran and say, well, we've done one ritual successfully before. Maybe we can do it again.
We're like 1 for 5.
Yeah. At this point.
So, you know, 20% chance. That's 27.
And what'd you get, Kiaran?
I got 28 on mine. 28.
Both of you peering in, you see, well, first, Kiaran, you see this desolate wasteland, red hot, a large, long canyon, and in the distance, you see a shimmering black brass palace, likely the place this quote-unquote Belinar resided over. Go take it. Forget this adventure, just go live in a palace. That's yours now.
It's yours for the taking, yeah. Honestly.
Peace. Is there any treasure in there? How hot is it? Phoenix?
Like the sun.
Cinder's gonna dip her toe into the portal and just kind of get a feel for it.
It's gone.
You instantly light on fire and die.
Does Cinder see that or anything else?
Yes, Cinder, you see the same exact thing. And then glimpsing into the ethereal plane. The strange thing is, the ethereal plane seems to echo the material one, but it doesn't look any different on the plane of the elemental plane of fire side. Looks like it just continues, and you get a sense it's because this portal between these two planes are not going through the ethereal plane.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, Cinder will kind of lean over towards Kiaran and say, do you know anything of that palace in the distance?
Did Kiaran hear, what's the dwarf's name?
Not a dwarf. Yig?
Yig. Did Kiaran hear Yig say something to Star about her abilities?
Yes. I can tell you exactly what he said in...
I think he was pretty public about it, yeah.
Yeah, he said it pretty... I mean, he said it in dwarvish, so I imagine Bo actually translated.
Oh, yeah, because Star wouldn't have known.
What the fuck did he say? He said, you are to travel to the Forge Heart. We need your help, Planeswalker.
Planeswalker.
I guess what is Star doing at this moment?
Kiaran will turn to Cinder, who's asked her that, and just kind of give her an eye and be like, I have never seen it. Though Yig did call Star a Planeswalker.
Yes, I heard that too.
And she'll look at Star. Question: what Star is doing at this moment is Fortnite dancing.
right.
No. Star, I think, looking over her, she's like trying to recall or call on some of this knowledge that she has. Like not really paying attention to you. She's looking at this like tear in the planes. And I think I'd like to roll like a lore planes.
Absolutely.
See what I can do. 28.
With a 28, you of course know that this is the elemental plane of fire. That brass citadel in the background looks to be of enormous wealth, even in the distance of what you can see. And you get the sense, and knowing of the history you know so far of Ifriti and their malignant ways, that you have felled a great warlord. However, this portal being open, and that power vacuum of the palace and all the treasures inside will no doubt attract more ill suitors here.
So Star, like, after staring at this and pondering for a minute, she turns to the rest of her party here and she says, well, from what I can gather, it seems that felling that beast was no ordinary feat for us. That some of the strongest warriors may not have been able to do that, so good on us, I guess. But I do agree, this portal needs to be closed. There are bad things on the other side there, and it will only attract more to this place. I suppose we can try to do this ritual and hope for the best. I'm kind of in the dark here as well.
Here, I have found it. And you look to this paper, and it is inlaid in dwarven runes. In fact, Bo, you might have to translate it, but also, Bo, with your ritual notebook, you can copy this ritual. This is something I think you guys might find some use with. This is an awaken/rest portal. This ritual will allow you to awaken dormant magics in portals and or close them and rest the magics.
That's pretty cool. And is that, like, natural sites of, like, magic that could be used specifically? Like, it's not just like we can rip open a portal anywhere.
Right, like fixed points.
Yeah.
Will you name that's it really again? Cool.
It is, I will put it in the Discord, but it is
such
awaken.
Such as the Fae portal back at the One Town?
Exactly.
I don't see the connection.
Wait, awaken so slash the rest portal.
I want to say this, like, is... I feel like this is a point in, like, a video game where you get something really fucking cool and you're just so excited to use it, because that's how I feel right now. Like, can you make a video game, Tanner? Come on, hurry it up.
Yeah, on it.
I have to go to the bathroom. I'm just going to rip open a portal to the ethereal plane really quick and take a quick dump.
Yep. Now, aw, damn it, not again! Where does this guy keep fucking coming from?
Now, this ritual is going to take an hour, and it is going to take some time for Bo to copy this as well. So feel free, the rest of you, you have some time if you want to do something. However, as just sort of the broad strokes here, Bo, as you're copying this ritual over and translating it from Dwarvish so Star could read it. Star, you remember Miasmar, the Kitsune from your dreams, had explained to you that things like this are going to come easier to you than they would to those who study magics practically. So, mechanically speaking, this ritual, we need a primary caster and up to 5 secondary casters. You don't have to do 5, you can do up to 5. The primary caster will, which is usually a cult, sorry. The primary caster will be in charge of making sure the ritual goes off smoothly. It's going to be a very difficult check, and for this particular ritual, it is occultism or arcana. However, in this situation, for an easier check, you will be able to use your lore planes, Star. Now, anybody who is a secondary caster will have to choose occultism or arcana, and then all of those who are helping will have to do the same one. So if Bo's helping and does occultism, and Cinder wants to help, she couldn't do arcana, if that makes sense. Okay. Makes sense.
I see. Yeah, is there
a downside to helping and not doing well?
Yes. So, secondary casters, you need minimum 1, but if you succeed, there is no bonus. If you critically succeed, you give a bonus. But if you fail, it is a -4.
Oh, damn. You've got to be pretty...
pretty confident in your abilities.
Confident in your abilities. Do we know what a success/crit success is? What you have to roll?
No.
Cool.
Actually, I guess you would. It kind of makes sense.
Would you know if helping is anywhere near as hard as being the main caster?
Helping is easier. Helping's definitely easier.
Okay.
But it's not a gimme. And here,
would
you know
we,
what?
I guess it'd be more like maybe like you'd probably need to be like a master to feel confident in helping or something.
I will say for this, you actually have to be qualified in specific ways. But for this awaken/rest portal, you have to be trained. So that's really, really all you need for this. That should kind of tell you. That being said, it is a level 3 ritual, which would be like a level 3 spell, kind of. So it's, you know, it's pretty powerful magic, so it's going to take a bit of help.
I'm just guessing that you'd need like at least a 20 to succeed, which would make it like a 30 to crit.
And to clarify, that's you have to be trained even as a secondary caster, right?
That is correct.
Okay, then I am out.
Because like I only have a plus 10, so I feel like I'd need like a natural 20 to probably crit. But so I'll probably sit out.
In fact, Frost is pretty toe the fuck up, so he's probably just gonna lay down and just have a.
But I will cast guidance right before.
Sure.
On Star.
Okay. I mean, Bo doesn't have a great history with rituals, only the one, but he'd definitely be willing to help because his skills in Arcana and occultism are pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, I think you feel like you would be the obvious choice.
Can we do some of this in like character here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we should do all of this in character right now, forever.
Amen. So I think Star approaches like this group over here, you and or Bo and the elemental and everything, while copying, and I'm like seeing Kieran's probably nearby as well. She so I'm pretty new to a lot of this, but from what I can gather based on my own experiences, and what I know from books and other things, it sounds like I'm going to need some help from at least one of you. Forgive me, I haven't asked your name yet. And she's looking at the elemental.
You may call me Forge Master Iris.
Thank you, Forge Master. Being that you are a child of magic, I would assume that you would be able to help with this. Normally, I love the spotlight, but I'm thinking I might need to be the epicenter of this ritual here. So, hoping that you'll help me, I'll have you on my side, Bo, Kieran. All three of you, if you decide to help me, will have to decide on one skill, essentially, that is good. I know some of you dabble in magic, some of you dabble in occultism. This isn't going to be easy, but I need you guys, I really do, for this, and at this point, I mean, I couldn't imagine wandering through the hillsides without you, but I do hope you'll help me.
Cinder, on this note too, is still covering the rift, the portal, with her crossbow, but she says over her shoulder, I do have some familiarity with the occult as well, if I may be of any help.
Oh shit, I forgot you were here.
Me too. I really zoned out there for a moment.
But that is good, because I must say, this ritual is from my predecessor. My gifts are not so. I don't understand the sciences and math of magics as well as she does. My power is exclusively in my ability to craft. That being said, I owe you. And I have a mostly finished rune that this awful creature was trying to create. Allow me to bless one of your weapons, please.
Who landed the kill shot?
I did, but Kieran will look towards Star, since you're leading the...
What is it, I guess, is the question.
So let me pull the curtain back here. This is going to be a Rune of Frost.
Oh, there you go.
So Frost? She will be able to, anybody with a plus one and a striking rune on their weapon who doesn't have any other property will be able to receive this rune on that weapon.
I mean, I think my fighting fan is a plus one striking fighting fan. Yep. I don't think there's anything else on it. But, I mean, if somebody else is interested, we can fight about it.
Mine has another rune.
I don't have a weapon I use.
use mind games.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good.
Okay.
I think maybe Star should take it.
Cool. Well, Star will, let's see. Yeah, thank you. This is a newer weapon of mine, but I think, her and I will be old friends by the time we're done with this story. And she'll hand it over.
So the Rune of Frost doesn't work for Frost, or we're just ignoring Frost for this?
Yeah, we're ignoring Frost.
No, Frost
could get it on his ex, yeah.
Yeah, Frost didn't speak up, so.
As if Frost does want it, I mean,
you guys want to roll for it? Talk about it.
I guess it depends. Sure.
Fight to the death?
Yeah.
Do you... I don't know. If you think you'll use your fighting fan a lot, that bonus damage is good. If not, I know that I will use my axe a lot, so.
I mean, I go back and forth between the bow and between... I think I really am going to like having the striking fan because it does a lot of cool shit, and it does do pretty decent damage when I hit. But I don't know. I mean, you use your axe a lot more
roll
than
off,
I use.
Roll off. Roll.
Yeah.
That's in a fair way.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to roll for it?
Sure, we can roll for it.
You want to make
also,
out for it, dude?
Is this a, is this a rune that I could copy? Or at least copy the physical form of it?
Yeah, you know what? I'll say, do you have magical crafting feet?
Oh, you know what? I don't think that I do.
So I'll say you can observe her process in applying this rune, taking notes, but unless you get that feat, you wouldn't be able to replicate it.
Okay. Well, I know what I'm doing next. I really should have done that.
Do you want to roll off for it still, though?
I'd roll off for it.
Okay, let's do that.
D20?
Yeah, straight up D20.
It's a re-roll roll-off. Everybody take your pants off.
Re-roll,
take
your pants off for the re-roll roll-off.
Who says I'm wearing any now?
Traditional OG staple, the re-roll podcast, where we take our pants off and roll some dice at each other's genitals.
Perfect. All right, did you roll?
I rolled.
All right. You first.
I got
it's funny, Brennan, because that face, I never know if that's
a good thing or a bad thing. I know, I can't tell either.
What'd you get?
I got a 15.
That is yours then, buddy. I got a 7.
Ooh.
That's okay.
Okay.
Well, then let's redo this here. I guess we could have like a back and forth conversation, but let's see. Well, I think the most fitting person for that to go to would be our resident barbarian over there. I imagine just kind of looking down, glaring at the dead guy.
Also, maybe even that, just like when she says it's a rune of frost, like we don't even say anything.
Michelle,
just kind of like
at
turn
him. Yeah.
Frost.
Technically, it has my name on it.
Yeah, do you need to use that?
I'm like laying
She's, like,
on the
grabbing
ground.
Him by the tail. He's like, no, please.
Yeah, I think Frost is just like kind of zoning out, like worn the fuck out from raging just now. And he's like, I will take it if it's me. It sounds like me.
She's like, well, bring your axe over here. None of us can carry that thing, you heathen.
He just walks, but like it's, he's just like got it limp armed. Now I'm like dragging it on the ground. He's like,
all right, Frost, I have added a rune of cold to your large plus one striking great axe.
Now hey, it's a rune of cold.
Spelled
what the hell?
My name.
Rune of Frost. Rune of Frost. Sorry.
Rune of great ass.
Okay. So let's get this ritual under the way.
Well, in response Christ. To Star's question, Karen will say, well, I have dabbled in some knowledge of the arcane and occult. I don't feel confident in my ability to not get in your way, but I will be by your side, Star.
Indeed, we will need backup, I'm sure, for this, if it was anything like the last ritual. But thank you. I really appreciate you, my friend.
Okay. I apologize for the intrusion, but I'm bleeding, and I probably would be a little bit more help if we
take a few
minutes.
Kieran
just kind of puts her hand out and gives you lay on hands as you're talking. Just
kind of rubs your head.
A little back rub.
No.
Okay, so if I'm understanding correctly, I have Star leading the ritual. Bo and Cinder being secondary casters.
It depends on if we're doing occultism. If we're doing arcana, I have a plus 12, but I'm untrained, so...
I could do arcana. Well, how are you with the cult?
I'm trained.
No, I mean, but... Oh,
No, I'm trained.
I think you're both best at occult, right?
I'm trained in...
But it's like a good bonus.
What are your pluses?
Yeah, what are your pluses?
Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I got plus 14.
Oh, well, I got plus 12 in arcana and in occultism, so.
Okay. So it's the same difference to you, so occultism's mm-hmm. better.
Mm-hmm.
Great. 24 hit points for us.
Woo! Thank you.
And she's nice. Going to start refocusing while they're doing this.
So one thing you do need for this ritual is an element. Or a anchor point, rather. And Forge Master Iris pulls out a strand of this, her hair that is this thin string of flickering flame, and just takes a dagger and removes it and hands it to you. Meanwhile, Bo and Cinder, you are drawing sort of occultish symbols and runes all around the base of this platform closest to this gate as Star begins to read out from this ritual. Let's get some checks going.
I'm pretty broke, but I could give you some cash if you want.
Check some.
I don't have my checkbook on me.
Probably only give guidance to one of them, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll say that. So, Bo and Cinder, why don't you guys give me your occultisms first?
Uh-oh. I got an 18.
Okay.
I got 21.
Okay. So that is a fail from Cinder. Ooh. So I believe that's going to be you're going to take a minus 4 to your check there, Star.
I'm going to give her plus 1 though, so.
Okay. And Star, you're doing your lore planes?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your bonus, just out of, for my curiosity?
Plus 12.
Okay, great. That's what I thought it was. All right, give me a roll. You're going to take a minus 3.
I have a question. So I have a beat called Cooperative Nature, and it says you gain plus 4. No, it's I gain plus 4 circumstance bonus on check state. So...
This isn't technically an aid. It's like a... Okay, you're not helping her in her action, you're helping the ritual. Yeah, okay. Unfortunately not.
That's dumb.
Would you consider this to be this wouldn't be a part of my investigation, would it? Would it be a continuation of what was going on before, like kind of just fixing the forge heart? Or do you think that ended when we killed?
I think that ended when you killed the guy. How long does that take?
To pursue a new lead, it doesn't.
It's like a minute.
I can pursue two leads every 10 minutes or something.
I mean, if you want to take the 10 minutes retroactively, that's
fine. Well, I don't even think that it takes 10 minutes. It's just that I can only pursue two new leads in a span of 10 minutes, if I remember right.
I think it takes 10 minutes to investigate something to pursue a new lead when I was looking at it.
That makes sense to me because you're sort of looking at the portal and the clues around it and trying to ascertain.
Sure. But we've been doing this for like an hour though, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would have the time for sure. But that brings you to a 19?
Yeah. Which is still a fail, I'm sure.
But
I can also clue in other people as well. My investigation is a reaction, which is what I was getting at, which shares that circumstance bonus with the rest of... with one person, with one creature.
Okay.
So, I don't know if that can go to Star or if it can go to Bo.
Yeah, you could give it to Star. That's fine.
Okay, I will confer that to Star, even though I failed. You still get another plus 1.
So, minus 2.
Minus 2, okay. So, I got a 22 then.
Ooh. That is exactly a success.
Ooh. Jesus
wow.
Christ,
thank
really?
You for that.
Yeah. Oh, wow, I'm glad
I
thought about that.
For that.
Yeah, please.
That is exactly a success.
Ooh. Jesus Christ, okay.
reading from this ritual book, your hands... Actually, why don't you paint me a picture?
So I think Star kind of a little nervous, which is not something she usually is, because she's used to being a traveling hero, going and killing things and telling stories, being the life of the party. But this is nerve-wracking. There's a lot on the line, it seems like, here. So she takes from this book here, and she kind of starts off a little shakily, and I think she goes to maybe pronounce something, and it's like sounds weird, but she catches herself just in time, and she gets through this first section just by the skin of her teeth. And I think with what's going on, I'm going to paint like a slightly bigger picture if you're okay with that too. I think the way this looks is she's got Bo and Cinder on either side of her, and she's reading like from atop this anvil, essentially. And there's sort of a, I would say like a purple, like mist of sorts that's starting to slowly swirl around her and all of the people that are helping her. And it's kind of low to the ground right now, maybe a little tiny bit sparkly, and snaking its way slightly over towards this portal that's open.
And eventually it spins out and seals around the edges, slowly closing this rip into the fiery plane until nothing is there. Excellent job. Everybody take a reroll for successfully saving the four charge.
That was about as close as it could have gone.
Yeah,
that
for real.
That was good.
Also, to clear that up, I can pursue a new lead. The frequency is once per 10 minutes, but it only takes me a minute to actually acquire the lead itself.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I knew it took time, but I...
Yeah, yeah.
I was just going to say the moral of this story really is shut the fuck up, call your lawyer.
Yeah.
Right.
Keep your shirt on.
The cops aren't really your friend. Like, they almost had Star fooled, but then she said, you know what, I'm going to request legal counsel right here.
Yeah,
my lawyer is Cinder. Let's call her over.
Oh, God.
Cinder Lafayette would be a great defense lawyer.
Actually, she probably would be legitimately with her skills.
All right, so right now you guys are in the four chart. It is a safe place. You can rest here, you can recuperate, you can get yourselves together. And your next stop is Subterranea.
Oh, I'm so nervous. Cool.
Yeah, I think we should probably definitely rest, but...
We definitely should be at our peak before entering Subterranea.
I agree.
Well, unfortunately, the only dormitory is filled with bodies and ghosts.
Let's try that. I mean,
can we go take care of them now? Or, like...
You know, the things aren't so pressing. How could we handle maybe taking a second crack at that?
Yeah. Kieran would like to not leave them in their misery.
Bo and Kieran, give me religion checks. Anybody who has a religion skill, give me a religion check.
That's me in the corner.
27.
28. Natural 20.
Oh. Okay.
Natural 1.
So you got guys. Him.
So for 32 total.
Hey, buddy, get out of here.
So, we'll say you guys go back to the door, realizing the extent of this haunt and the range of what it can do and its fiery retribution. You stay at a safe distance. You help these spirits pass along, eventually dispersing them into the next life or the afterlife. Or maybe they'll be ripped from, you know, the veil and just thrown into the undead skeleton's corpse or something.
It'd be like that sometimes.
It do be
banish
like that
them sometimes. To the toilet plane.
Wherever they're going, you know, our job was really just to tell them you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think as you guys clear this, the Forge Master is with you as well, and she she walks in, and it's hard to tell her expression. She is, being that's not of this place, her mannerisms and body language is completely alien to you, but even through all that, you can tell there is guilt and mourning as she looks at these charred corpses, and through the ash, she picks up this leather-bound journal, scorched at the sides, and starts opening it. We have suffered here. All of these, my students. We built so much. We were going to do so much. She closes it, and she says, you are free to rest here. I must return to my work. Thank you. You have saved this place. That rune, and she gestures the frost weapon. In the hands of Belinar, on the plane of fire, everyone would be weak to his blade. It would have been devastating. I may be in mourning, but you saved countless lives today. The lives of my people. Thank you. And she leaves.
Who was that guy?
Who the fuck was that?
What's she talking about?
Yeah. Was she supposed to go through that portal before we closed it?
Yeah. The fireplace?
Sorry. The fireplace. I spoke to everybody and we all think you're being really weird.
Yeah. Before resting, Kieran will see if she could grab like some spare sheets maybe and just start kind of wrapping the bodies and moving them to put them by the elevator.
Yeah, Star will definitely help.
Okay.
Cinder's gonna yell out to Iris, watch out for the scorpion.
Watch out for the...
Fuck.
I believe that creature can be taught.
He'll be the first new acolyte, the new generation of acolytes.
She's going
to
be
tape
the
tape a hammer to its tail.
Through the ass.
Teach it to sting the work piece. Yeah, just infuse it just with
for my own
venom.
Curiosity, is it still hot as hell in here, or is it like kind of stabilized a little bit since we've...
It
helped.
It started to stabilize. Excuse me. It definitely stabilized. In fact, Cinder, I think you probably helped originally Forgemaster Iris kind of. She instructed you a little bit on hitting some of these release valves and creating a more stable environment, releasing some of the pressure here.
Can I also help her build some fucking handrails on these walkways? Or does that like...
If an acolyte falls, they deserve to fall.
No, I think, also, like, this is super dumb, but, it's... With that scorpion thing, Star's like, you know, I'm sure its claws have a pretty, like, strong clamp. You may actually be able to teach that thing.
I know of these creatures. And
they're stinky.
I bet I can treat him better than that Ifrit he did. And I will kill Joe. I will wear his skin.
That bastard.
But not before I let him suffer for, I don't know, years.
Millennia,
the
probably.
Of the fucking forger.
Feed him cigarettes only.
I can't wait to play another campaign in, like, 7 years, and, like, they come to the forge heart for something else, and they're like, is that a... somebody down there?
A salamander?
No.
Help.
Yeah, yeah. It's always a response. That is no.
No.
I'm not down here.
No.
I think Frost wants to catch Forgemaster Iris before she leaves the room, actually, and say, this quest that I'm on will... take some time, but I should very much like to return and study under you at some point, if I have your blessing to do so.
I would be honored. The way you wielded that massive weapon. So unconventional. I could use thinking like that.
Then it shall be yours. Someday.
What is your name?
My name is Frost.
Frost. I raise you and bestow upon you the title of Acolyte of the Forge Heart. Go and do what you must, but you are honor-bound to return and dedicate your life to this work.
It is with great, great appreciation that I receive this title. I'll see you again soon, Iris.
Sir?
I'll see you again soon, Iris.
She grabs you by the hand and places something in the palm and gives you a nod.
It's a parking pass.
We validate.
Good, new parking is so expensive these days.
It's your onboarding paperwork.
Okay.
Well, it's Frost's epilogue sorted out.
Right. Don't die.
Yeah, don't die.
I didn't expect such an impressive operation here, honestly. I think when Frost saw that, he's like, holy shit. This is where to learn what Groth did and more.
Yeah that's actually so cool.
I wrote this place before Groth died.
So. I think you probably get that inflection too from Cinder, is that where she's pretty knowledgeable about the city, she doesn't really know anything about this place, so she's kind of fascinated by it and like studying it as much as she can during her downtime here.
I think we probably spend as much time as needed to heal up enough before we sleep.
Sure, we could hand wave that.
Is there anything else in this room worth noting, or is this kind of like a pretty basic bunkhouse?
It's all personal supplies, and they're all really modest. You can find some, like, letters from home and some personal effects, but it just makes you sad.
I do think that Kiaren is feeling antsy about where they're going next and is having a hard time falling asleep. So she's going to spend some time dumping out the bag of holding and just cataloging everything that's in there.
Good luck.
And I think that there's something that catches her eye that she doesn't recognize, and that is a little journal.
Oh,
interesting. Do I know what
picked
this
up
journal
several
is?
I think so.
Elena Borges journal is in the bag
Borges
of holding.
Boy, what Google Doc is that in?
You might just be able to, like, search it.
Okay, great, excellent.
This is a good time for a pee break.
Great time for a pee break.
Yeah, because I do have to pee.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, as soon as she said an item I don't recognize, I was like, oh, what's the one item that we haven't talked at length about since Karen came on?
Oh boy, who the fuck is that? Kiaren, as you are emptying the bag of holding, splaying out this array of trophies and mundane items, you find this journal, leather bound and with a sort of brass casing on it, and you open it up and it says, "This journal is property of Yelena Borges." And it's quite big. There's several pages filled out here, but I sent you the first one I think you might find interesting. And as you continue to read, I will continue to send you entries.
Kiaren will kind of glance around at everyone else who's sleeping and read the entry that caught her eye. Day 53 in Brambleton. My dreams speak to me more and more these days. His name is not the only word whispered to me anymore. A giant with a strange mask arrived today. I could practically feel the occult essence tied to him. I will continue my observations from afar. After reading it, Kieran will kind of just like close the book, glance over at Bo and Star, and then lay down to try to sleep.
Okay.
I wonder who she was talking about.
We'll never know. And you all fall asleep in this hot, fiery forge and awaken the next day, ready for your first journey into Subterranea. You go back to the lift and find your goat with its saddlebags.
Inara, we're naming it Inara, by the way. We kind of discussed that off air.
Yeah, yep, much to my chagrin of naming it something that will no doubt be confusing.
We just need to find... Is the goat a girl or a boy?
I think it's a man. I think that's what I
Regardless, said. We need to find Inara a grove.
I can't wait for you guys...
Bonsai plants.
I mean, it's on the way.
So. Saddle-mounted planters on her back, on his back.
You're going to go to Inara's grove, and Inara's going to be dead, and like something awful is going to happen.
And our new Inara will take her place as the
take
chosen
up the
one. Either that or
true
like...
Inara, praise his name.
She will scribed in blood, I blame Bo Cantrell for this death.
No, why?
Because you'll probably be the only one left by the time we get back there from the original party.
Wow. Killing off Star already.
Yeah, jeez.
Not killing.
Well, Star's finding her lover, and then they're gonna fuck off.
I think if Star finds Fire.
Okay. Star, if you find Fire, what sexual position are you going to enjoy first?
Lady on her back.
Thick bunny.
Yeah.
What?
That one.
The thick bunny. Didn't she? The one she knit?
Crochet? You stupid idiot.
Whatever.
Sorry, Grandma.
The CCH pounder.
Okay. Are you guys ready to enter Subterranea via the lift?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And of course, fill Yigan.
Okay. You fill Yigan with Bo or Cinder translating into Dwarvish. He says, he gives you a blessing of luck, and he says,
thank you. May Tog's grace guide you. The place we're going has not been explored by Brunsheld for over 500 years. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I think Frost is so fucking stoked about his new acolytehood. That he's just like fucking. There's a pep in his step. He's not even talking to anybody. He's just like on the lip, just like bouncing.
Did you tell us what she gave you, or did you just were like cool, pocket it, didn't even look?
So far, I've just pocketed it and haven't looked.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
That's gonna get forgotten about.
We're as ready as we can be.
Also, just to clear up something for those who might have forgotten, the guy's name is Yig. We didn't fill a guy with Yigan, or named Yigan, with Bo. We didn't do that.
His name, I was like, Phil. His name is Phil.
Phil Yigan.
Yeah, Phil Yigan, like the Yigan.
Yig, we did it. Please, call me Phil.
Yeah. First name basis, nice.
That's really funny.
Phil gives you a nod and twists his axe one click to the right. And even though you're going to Subterranea, you are ascending from the forge heart. And the flickering oranges and reds that are illuminating off of this great place slowly fade away as you rise. And the door opens to Subterranea. I forget what music
it is. Bum, 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 bum.
Thank you. Well, I find actual music.
Oh,
harmonica solo.
Discord's like, no. Discord's like, no.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, the waveforms aren't looking good.
Okay. The air is moist and stale. The land ahead of you, consumed by darkness. The landscape that you can see with your dark vision is colorless and bleak. Drips, creaks, and tumbling stones echo in this unmistakable cavernous terrain. And small lights dot your horizon, insignificant in the sea of darkness, almost impossible to gauge how far or how near these could be. Around the immediate vicinity, old stone lies chipped and forgotten, a ghost of Bronzehammer's influence in this dark place. Now, as you step foot into Subterranea, we are going to go into exploration mode. So for this
As it opens, Kiarn will kind of block the path a little bit and say, wait. Before we enter, I must press upon you one more time the dangers of Subterranea. It is not like traveling on the surface. Anything could be a danger, even something innocuous. If it looks innocent, don't trust it. Put your safety first. If you're unsure, treat it as a danger.
And with that, for this first day, please tell me what your characters are doing as you travel. I'm going to start with you, since you are leading the way, Kiarn.
Kiarn is going to take up scouting, trying to prevent the group from walking into any dangers they might not notice.
Excellent. All right, you cheaters, give me a reroll on all your checks. You sabotage the recording, so
we're
you
all gonna
roll
ones.
Fuck.
Roll me a perception, Kiarn. Cinder, what are you doing?
Cinder, yeah, kind of taking what Kiarn said to heart, and most of her knowledge about Subterranea being like academic, like just stuff she's read from books. She's kind of cautiously cataloging and exploring the strange alien life forms and flora and fauna, and also kind of beginning her pursuit of the lead of trying to track down maybe what happened to the Goldbeards or which direction they went from these gates.
Okay, great. I'm gonna get a perception from you as well.
Okay.
Frost, what are you? I'm really starting to nail how to say Frost, I feel.
Hell yeah.
You tell me if I'm
better
wrong.
Than me when I say it.
Man, it feels good. That's a good name to speak. That
Hell
is
yeah.
satisfying. Frost.
Frost.
I desperately need some Frost character art.
Frost is going to be a total fucking Karen here. I'm going to say, hey, if I'm rolling this again, I think I should be entitled to a reroll refund.
A reroll refund?
Yeah. If you burnt a reroll,
given that I did use one on a check which has been deleted from existence. but this time I rolled a 28.
You cheater.
I know.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Please describe what you're doing though.
Oh, yes. Frost is he's taken up scouting on the flanking position of the party. Anywhere that the terrain might dip down below what appears to be the flat fields around us and hide anything that could have ill intent against us.
Excellent. Star, what are you doing? Oh, give me a perception check.
25. Well, no. Actually, I didn't do perception. No. I did...
No, hold on. Frost, you give me the perception check. Star, describe what you're doing and then tell me what you rolled.
I would like to do a nature check. I kind of want to look at any flora and fauna, if there's any down here, and see what's up. I did roll, and I got a 25 for that.
Okay, great. And real quick, Kiaran and Cinder, what did you guys get for your perceptions?
I got a 21. I rolled a 2, and then I used a reroll, and then I rolled a 2.
I feel like that happens a lot to you.
It's astonishing, yes.
I got a 23.
Okay, great.
Much better.
I think we still need Brennan's roll, too.
Frost's got a 28.
Excellent. And Bo, what are you doing as this time passes?
Bo wants to try to orient the group so that based on where we came down from, we can kind of keep our direction.
Okay.
Oh, so there'll be a lot of noise in the background.
I accept my fate on this episode.
Okay.
But you gotta retake
it. We didn't cover it before. There is a puppy in the mix now, and it's created
and
really
she's barking at me from under the
fun
bed, like,
and dynamic
monster.
Recording environment.
Oh boy.
She's also adorable, and I love her.
Ignore the demon in your house.
Yeah.
Real quick, roll a survival whenever you have time.
30.
Nice.
Okay. Great. Great. Okay. So we'll start with you, Kiara, and you got a 21. Is that correct?
23.
You are scouting ahead, making sure that your party doesn't stumble into an ambush, run across some hazard that is unforeseen, and making sure that you can be the first to intercept anything Subterranea throws at you. But this place is barren and flat. Seems to be nothing here but the bones of old buildings long eroded away. And I think the only thing you feel is a sense of dread being back here. Cinder, you got a 21? Is that...
Yes.
Okay. Cinder, as you're traveling through this area, you are trying to look for any trace of people who have been here, people who live, or civilization, or anything. Or really trying to get a date on when any of this is from. But this place is so barren, and anything you do find is centuries old. Except a pickaxe. A pickaxe that has been used to the point of where it's splintered. They abandoned the metal head and the broken shaft here. Could be 10 years old. Could be yesterday.
I think when she, after contemplating it for a moment and kind of investigating the area around it, once she knows that there's nothing else to learn from it, she'll probably pick it up and bring it back over to Kiaran.
Are you just showing it to me?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to do that. Play that out now. Kiaran, what do you make of this? This is the only sign of life that I've found in our travels so far.
It could be a number of creatures. Can't say I've been in this area before. It doesn't look familiar. Many people travel here and die. Could belong to any of them.
And she kind of nods and continues to contemplate this pickaxe head, and after a moment discards it and continues her investigation of the surrounding area.
If you find any signs of gnomes, let me know. That could help me find our way as well.
I'll keep my eye out.
And Star, with your 25 in nature, you don't find much. The bits of flora that you do find are small clusters of mushrooms. Mostly rock shroom, something pretty prevalent near Brunsholt. But they've been chewed and ripped apart by whatever rodents or scavengers can call this place home. But one thing you do find is the stem of a glow shroom. A bioluminescent shroom that is pretty prevalent and can contain some interesting alchemical properties. You get the sense that you may come across more of these soon.
Is the glow shroom what Kella told her about?
I believe so, yeah.
That's pretty sick.
The thing that they used on Faya? That was in the container?
Yep. Okay, the Dolel poison? That is one mixture of it. Bo, with your 30, you are able to orient yourself. You're traveling south. Ooh.
Jeep. You feeling okay, Ayla? What was that noise?
It's my butt. It's barking. Cool.
Now, one thing I will also say is with that survival, you get the sense the way sound is carrying, that you guys are approaching within the next couple miles, probably, a massive cliff. But that will probably take you a few more hours to get to. And it is starting to get late. And that's when you notice Frost coming up over this very, very slight incline, hugging along the edge to maximize visibility. You hear footsteps, and this has been happening for the last couple miles. But at first you thought, it's simply rocks, it's simply creatures skittering around in the dark. But you are certain you heard the metal clang of a booted footstep. And we'll pick this up next time on the Reroll Gaming Podcast, brought to you by a newborn puppy.
Her contributions are invaluable. We wouldn't be here without her help.
We are violating dog child labor laws.
Right.
Supposed to be at least 16 weeks.
Thank you for listening to the Reroll Podcast. The world of Rell and all characters within are copyright and fictitious. Any similarities to persons, living or dead, or actual events are purely coincidental. Reroll Gaming uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. Used under Paizo's community use policy, we are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Reroll Gaming is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Want to follow us on social media, listen to another episode, or send us hate mail? Check out our link tree for all our info. You can find that link in the episode description. Big thanks to Tabletop Audio for producing quality RPG music and ambiance that we could use in our games. The Reroll main theme and all character themes are copyright Zane Gehring. The Chronicles of Rell theme and Frequency theme are copyright Tanner Prentice. Please consider donating to our Patreon or Ko-fi if you liked our content. We are hell-bent on making more, and with your support, we can make a lot more. And leave us a review wherever you heard this episode. New episodes every Monday at 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. See you then.